WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is also a poet. Occasionally, we feature some of his poems. Today, we have a reading of Goodnight, Gracie, the title poem of his last collection published several years ago. The poem is in three sections and is based on actual episodes of the Burns and Allen TV show from the 1950s. The program featured George Burns, Gracie Allen, and their son Ronnie.
Good night, Gracie. For Gracie Allen, 1906 to 1964. Quote, almost everything I know today I learned by listening to myself when I was talking about things I didn't understand. Quote, Mrs. Burns, I love that zany character of yours. So do I, or else I wouldn't have married him. Quote, you mean you understand it? Well, of course. When I misunderstand what you say, I always know what you're talking about. Home very late from a Hollywood party, George and Gracie can hear their phone ringing, but can't find the key to get in. George is vexed and tired, but Gracie is dying to wake Blanche Morton next door and gossip about dancing with Gary Cooper. His belt buckle ruined my gardenia. Soon the Mortons are locked out. Gracie, did you close the door? No, but I will. The locksmith's tools locked in. Will his jealous new wife ever believe this? And the phone never stops. Day breaks, and George breaks in through a window. I've got a wonderful idea, he announces. From now on, we'll leave a door key under the mat. But I put one there months ago, Gracie argues, and we couldn't get in last night. The telephone again. Who's been trying to get through? Gracie, who was on the phone? I was. Quote, it's not a matter of whether I'm right or wrong. It's a matter of principle. Quote, men are so deceitful. They look you right in the eye while they're doing things behind your back. Quote, don't rush me. It isn't easy to make up the truth. Ronnie's dying for a part in a new play, whose famous author is fascinated by Gracie. But the only role still open is intended for a middle-aged actress, sole support of her widowed mother. I'm a widow too, Gracie fibs, and Ronnie supports me. Smitten, the playwright invites her to dine in his room. My husband died in a shipwreck, she embroiders, on our honeymoon. Lucky you survived. Oh, I wasn't there. In breezes Ronnie and asks for Dad. Gracie, thinking fast, he can never forget his father. Playwright, bewildered, but he never knew him. Gracie, triumphant, if he knew him, he'd forget him. Enter the widow Morton with Ronnie's long-lost father to unravel Gracie's tangled web. Blushing, the playwright offers Ronnie a part. Ronnie's in heaven. Gracie's forgiven. The playwright, like George himself, resigned to applaud her irresistible assassinations. Quote, I may not be here long. Where are you going? Oh, don't I wish I knew. Quote, I didn't think people felt this wonderful when they were going. But then again, this is the first time I've gone. Quote, if you ask me a question and I don't answer, don't be nervous. Just take your hats off. How casually we treated Gracie's illness. Those pills made me feel very secure. I figured we could go on this way year after year. It never entered my mind that anything would change it. Then one evening, Gracie had another one of her attacks. I gave her the pill. We held on to each other. But this time it didn't work. When the pain continued, I called Dr. Kenemer and they rushed Gracie to the hospital. 2 hours later, Gracie was gone. He's crazy about dancing. His new wife has got to be a very good dancer. Gracie thinks she's dying. Having opened by mistake Harry Von Zell's telegram meant to save George from a weekend seasick on his sponsor's yacht. Examined your wife. Condition serious. Urge you do not leave her. I'm a very sick woman, but my health is so good I didn't even know it. She's had three agencies send over their most attractive candidates to replace the late Mrs. Burns. Sounds like it won't be easy to fill her shoes. What size do you wear? How old was she when she passed on? Well, I'd rather not say. She hasn't passed on far enough for that. George, however, has already chosen his next wife, who, relieved, reprieved, would rather George hadn't explained. It's such a letdown. After this, how can I be gay about an ordinary thing like living?
Lloyd Schwartz reading the title poem from his collection Goodnight, Gracie, published by the University of Chicago. Lloyd writes about classical music for Fresh Air and the Boston Phoenix. He's also professor of English and directs the creative writing program at the University of Massachusetts in Boston.